Good morning, friends, and thank you for joining us in what we're calling a conspiracy of goodness. Playing guitar and harmonica, singing the songs and telling the stories of our fellow Americans, Mr. Larry Long. Recording the songs and stories of our fellow Americans, Brett Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau, and today we have the privilege and honor to remember and bless our veterans.
When I was only 19, I went to fight a war across the great Pacific to fight on foreign shores. Proud to do my duty in the infantry, I was bound to serve my country. For my country, 'tis of thee. And I thought the war was over, but the war has just begun. For my wife and children, for the ones that I love. And they said there was no danger, this I did believe. I was bound to serve my country. For my country, 'tis of thee. And I fought in the jungles where the enemy was thought to find shelter beneath the forest green. Until our planes flew over, dropping a herbicide, why known to be Agent Orange. And I watched the country die, and I thought the war was over, but the war has just begun. For my wife and children, for the ones that I love. And they said it would not harm us, no grass, no leaves, no trees, the smell of rotting timber. My country, 'tis of thee. At first I thought it only to be but a skin rash that spread across my body, up my legs and down my back, till my stomach started aching as it aches me today. And the doctor says I've got cancer. Down at the VA, and I thought the war was over, but the war has just begun. For my wife and children, for the ones that I love. And now I face the future, not knowing what it might bring, either love, joy, or sorrow. My country, 'tis of thee. Either love, joy, or sorrow. My country, 'tis of thee.
I'm 69, soon to be 70, and every man my age remembers exactly where they were on the night of the national lottery, in which birth dates were pulled out like ping pong balls for bingo, and you were given a number at which time you would be drafted. We all remember our number, Mine was 225. Estimates were that they would draft people up to about 190. So therefore, ostensibly, I was safe. I would not have to go to war. But I heard other young men angry, screaming, crying, whose numbers were low, who knew that their prospects of enlistment, being sent to Vietnam, were very high. I have tried to be a peacemaker most of my life, and one of the great gifts that I've been given these last 20 years is to work at the VA in bringing servant leadership to serve our veterans. And one day, while out at the VA, I was standing in line for a cup of coffee, and there was a gentleman in front of me who was having a difficult time making change. And there was a man behind me who was becoming infuriated for having to stand in this line, calling names to the man in front of me. And as I stood there with these two gentlemen, I realized we were all the same age. These are my brothers. They went to war in my place. My task as a citizen and patriot is to do whatever I can to support them as they continue to heal from the wounds suffered when we were all young men.
Losing control of my life, fighting with my kids and wife. In a moment, in a flash, I'm right back in Iraq. All gave some gave all gave some gave all. With mortars all around, my buddy hit the ground. Now I live with these nightmares, more than I can bear. All gave some gave all gave some gave all. I don't want to medicate, nor can I wait to be safe, to be strong, to find some peace in this song. All gave some gave all gave some gave all. When I'm lying here with you, sometimes I don't know what to do. Even when I hold you tight, you know I need your love tonight. All gave some gave all gave some gave all. To be safe, to be kind, to feel good, to be alive, to know I'm not alone, I need to find my way back home. All gave some gave all gave some gave all.
Norm Holtz. Norm Holtz. An ordinary man, a great American, a veteran. Norm, like so many of the veterans of World War II, were born at the beginning part or just before the Great Depression. At age 7, he was the only son and was sent to work in people's farms who could pay him a nickel a day. And he'd come home on Saturday night with 30 cents for his mom and dad, 30 cents that maybe bought some flour and a little bit of sugar and helped to pay for groceries. 7 years of age, he learned how to work and serve his family. At age 15, when World War II broke out, Norm quit school, joined the Navy, had very little money, but paid another guy $5 to pass his swimming test so he could get in. Guy gets into the Navy. By age 16, he's stationed on a ship next to the Arizona in Pearl Harbor. He was there. Norm was good with numbers. He was the bookkeeper on the ship. He wrote out payroll and, of course, got to know just about everybody on that ship and thought of them as brothers that he had never had. He served proudly for 4 years in the United States Navy, coming back to Reedsburg, Wisconsin at the end of the war. There he was, just barely 20 years of age, and got right to work, got a job in a shoe store. And one of the men in town, a banker, knew that Norm had come from hard traveling, had served our country. And instead of giving lip service to supporting a vet, he said, "Norm, there's a gas station in town. We hate to lose that gas station, and you're the guy to take it over." Norm says, "I don't have any money." The man said, "I believe in you, Norm. I've been watching you. We need people like you in our community." And so he loaned Norm the money to begin working in that gas station 6 days a week. Norm married a young woman. They soon had 4 children. But when the 4th was born, his wife died in childbirth. There he was, running a gas station, trying to raise 4 small children under the age of 8. His in-laws moved in and began to help with the children, and he continued to work 6 days a week. Finally, he was able to pay off the gas station and then went into the oil business in terms of delivering fuel oil to people. And when I met him, it was on Christmas Eve of 1977. His daughter was starting to get serious about me, and when somebody gets serious about you, they invite you home for Christmas. And there I was celebrating Christmas at this family's house. After supper, we had brandy slushes. Boy, that's something I'll never forget. But what happened next, I will always remember. The phone rang. It was a family calling that they were out of fuel oil. It was 10 below zero. Norm got up from where he was playing cards, put aside his brandy slush, put on his overalls, his hat, his boots, and said, "I'll be back in a couple of hours." And he went out and he delivered fuel oil to this family. Family who didn't have very much more than he had when he came back from war. He knew there was no possibility that they'd be able to pay him that winter. But he sat down again and he said, no child will be cold on Christmas as long as I'm alive." A man who worked hard all of his life. A man who served our country at a very early age and continued to serve because he believed in America. He believed in us. Thank you, Norm.
On Veterans Day, it's celebrated around the world under Armistice Day. Veterans Day grew out of the armistice of World War I, and on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, the world goes silent for 2 minutes to reflect upon peace and ways that we can bring peace to this earth and to end all war. And the bells of armistice rang. My father was in the military and the Navy in World War II. 2 months after the bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, my father's ship arrived along those shores, and he witnessed that. The song I sang, first song, Agent Orange, and My Country 'Tis of Thee, I sing that in honor of my friend John Fields, who has since passed, who served in the Marine Corps in Vietnam. Back before anyone even knew that we had troops in Vietnam, he was there, and he died from the effects of Agent Orange. All gave some gave all. I wrote with Robert Rodriguez, who was a Navy CB, and he was one of the first troops to go in during Desert Storm, and he suffered irreparable harm from it emotionally. And from his story, I wrote that song. I do a project called Elders Wisdom Children's Song, where I've honored over 60 veterans, and there's not a single veteran that I have met who's seen combat, a veteran who has known combat, that has not said, war should always be the last resort. When I was in college, a friend, Max Segrist, had just returned from Vietnam. We rented a place together. And I was saying to Max, what can I do for the veterans? And Max simply said, if you want to help a vet, put an end to war. Put an end to war. And in that spirit, I sing this in honor of those who have served with prayers for peace. Last night I had the strangest dream I ever dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war. I dreamed I saw a mighty room filled with women and men, and the paper they were signing said, I'll never fight again. And when the paper was all signed, 1,000,000 copies made, they all joined hands, bowed their heads, and grateful prayers were prayed. And the people on the streets below were dancing round and round. Guns and swords and uniforms were scattered on the ground. Last night I had the strangest dream I ever dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war. Thank you all so much for listening to our radio show, Conspiracy of Goodness, with my good friend, Tom Thibodeau, a great servant leader, a professor, and a man of good deeds. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, friends. Until we have a chance to meet again, peace and all good.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.